I'm the Duke of New York, and this episode we have Robo Evan.
Hello.
And the artist Von Witzenheimer.
I am really slow.
Yes, he is.
We agree.
We'd like to welcome you to the first episode of what I'm going to call The Rec Room. So it's RRRR podcast.
Oh, God. That's a lot of R.
It's random.
Can we have like a pirate cast? It's like the cast.
But that one starts with an A. This one is just Random Rambles Rec Room. So it's just four R's.
What does that mean again?
We're randomly rambling, and we're in the rec room because this is the central hub for all of our other rooms, like the mail room, the game room, the news room. It's like the portal hub in Portal 2. What do you call it? The hub in Portal 2, where it's like, oh, yeah. You know, I want to go do the velocity things.
Or it's like a house, and there's a room, and other rooms are connected to that room.
It's a hallway.
I think I get it.
All right, there you go. Got it to him. All right, so Robo Evan. What's up with you since we've ever done anything, ever?
Dog's dying a little. Told him. It's February. End of February. March is coming up soon, and it's cold. It's cold out.
Some might say it's February 23rd.
Some might. I go by the Mayan calendar. Currently, right now, it's the 17th. Oh god, the white men are coming.
Alright. That's good. What's up with you, Vaughn? Are you okay?
No, I'm, you know, I hate death.
You hate okay. What?
Just tests, you know.
Like,
I thought you said I hate
blood
death.
Tests?
Just tests in general. I don't even
tests
know if you
like,
guys can hear me.
Like tests of your bravery. Tests of, you know, strength.
Tests of anything. Hate it.
Tests of endurance?
I literally failed, like, 8 consecutive tests.
Wow, no, you're pretty dumb, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's nowhere close to the RoboEvan record of, you know, my motto of, I don't give a shit.
Well, it's okay, because they were all the average.
What, so you failed on average? What?
So, wait, did everyone fail? And that was
yeah.
The average?
Yeah,
were you that
out.
School in the news that was that everyone took a zero and the teacher averaged it and because everyone got a zero, everyone technically got an A?
No, I wish. I think they just rounded up at the end or something. It depends on the teacher. Forget that.
Oh, the scale?
Yeah. And you know, the only passing grade I got, I scored below average on. Pretty stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's our artist, and that's why we don't have comics or anything, so keep that in mind.
Because he's too busy not doing schoolwork to make comics.
No, that's the worst part. He's too busy doing schoolwork. He's just really bad at it.
Oh.
You guys have no idea. I literally All woke right, up today, work. Did schoolwork, and then you contacted me, and now I'm here.
Say I woke up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, ate a chicken sandwich, and now I'm here, so...
Yeah. I'm on that boat, except for instead of chicken sandwich, I've made a cheese sandwich.
Oh, I had canned tuna.
We are awful people.
Yep.
We're all gonna die of scurvy.
Scurvy. I was thinking more of the fact that, you know, none of us probably left our house today.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Left the house. I went outside. It was cold outside.
I've gone not too far today.
I saw
it was
a rat.
In a vehicle.
And it ran into the river and then swam away.
Oh, well, I was hoping it would drown.
No, it lives, like, in this weird jumble of rocks just sort of in the water. Now, that being said, saying it's a rat feels a bit odd, because it was definitely larger than a rat. It might have been a possum.
Ooh.
Or a bear. I'm pretty sure it was a bear, which you described as a bear.
No, it definitely had a long, hairless tail.
Were there lots of kids chasing it, trying to eat it?
No, it was just right outside.
Do you live in Freeside?
No.
These are all Fallout jokes, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
I'm explaining to anyone who doesn't know why I'm saying this. They think I'm batshit insane.
Well, everyone here knows what that is, so that shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
If you're a paying listener, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Seriously. And it's still us.
But what was that? So, yeah, we were supposedly supposed to be going on about our weeks. What have I done?
Or year. I don't even know when the last time we recorded anything was.
A month? I feel like we haven't recorded anything in February.
We're on TVJcast version 5. I did the math.
TVJcast is over.
TVJcast is overrated.
No, I mean, announcement, everyone. Announcement.
All right, newsroom.
Put some bells in here.
Live. Important news with Robo Evan on the 8s.
Okay, yeah. All right. PBJ over. That's it.
Yeah, we're on version 5, which is currently just going to be one episode as far as we've planned ahead.
Yeah. Basically, we're ending the PBJ cast. Not us podcasting, but the PBJ cast, because PBJ was our testing ground into the podcasting territory. I feel like we've sucked all the life and enjoyment out of the PBJ cast that we could. We're going to move on to bigger and better things that have more of a point. We actually know what the hell we're doing.
Mean? This is only my second one.
Yeah.
Are you just banning this because it's my second one?
Oh, no. This is different.
Yeah, this is
my biversary.
We hey, we gay cast what? We're on episode like 40 something, 43.
I don't know.
Also, we haven't even hit episode 50 yet, and because he be gay cast is so
inconsistent.
Yes. Uh-huh. We have been doing the podcast for well over a year and haven't hit episode 50 yet. So,
why don't
yeah.
we just stop at episode
90? Also, it was bad. Don't forget about that part.
It's really bad.
Oh, so it's bad.
We're gonna do the last episode of the PBJ cast, eventually. Probably you'll hear that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like saying it's like quitting from your job, but you're still there for, like, the rest of the day or something, and it's like, I really don't want to do anything, because it doesn't matter anymore.
I guess I could do something illegal.
When we talk about the last day of your life, you're still going to have to deal with the consequences of raping someone.
The hell
no,
is that
not
mean?
At your job. You said you quit, so...
Yeah, but I mean...
I can't touch you.
Wait.
Okay, you have diplomatic immunity?
Yeah. That's how that works, right? I don't know.
I believe so. With you have a 10-hour grace period of quitting your job where you want to do anything.
Yeah.
So you could potentially kill a man.
You could kill someone and then rob a bank.
As long as it's within that 10 hours.
Yep. So you better put your clown mask on and get working fast.
And as long as there's no evidence after that 10 hours, they can't use anything that happened during that 10 hours.
Really?
Oh god, this is gonna be the law in PBKlandia because we're going into such depth about it.
Also, we had an RP server. It is also closing. So.
Yeah, I mean, well, we tried out the RP server. We
it's
had the
hard.
RP. Dark RP is a piece of shit. We've learned. Well, I have Envy, and I feel like Duke has more because he's actually been working on it, for anyone who has a good Dark RP server.
The
Dark
problem
RP itself is a piece of shit. The game mode.
The thing about it is it's Gary's mod, so it's really easy to mod. So every server you know mods and does their own custom thing. The thing is, though, in order for everyone, everyone wants to keep their own business or whatever going, so they don't tell anyone what the hell they did.
Yeah.
So, I went to the wiki... And it was, and there was a few things here and there where it was like, all right, here's how you do this custom thing. Here's what you have to do to change the file to get it to work. They didn't tell you where that file was. They just showed what it looked like and what you had to do in that file. I was like, you know, you guys are pizzas of shit because you're not telling me where this file is.
It's basically like trying to start a business within a new area, and there's very few people who actually have a good business running and. They'll just kind of say, yeah, you have to do this. But they're not going to tell you how to do it or where to do that. Because they want to keep their business number one.
Yeah, and there's so many Dark RP servers.
There are over 6,000 Dark RP servers.
Yeah.
That's the amount of DayZ servers there are. Speaking of DayZ, I've been playing a lot of that. That's one.
So, Vaughn, what do you think about DayZ?
Duke doesn't like it, so he feels like I have to not like it, too. He's forcing his opinion onto me, and I feel...
I'm not saying you don't have to hate it, Robo Evan.
I don't have to hate it, you're right.
I just don't want anyone else to think it's a good game. I'll spread as much bad words about it as I can
DayZ
to anyone.
I have had genuinely more fun in DayZ than any other game in a long time.
Even Skyrim?
Skyrim was, I don't know, it was not what I thought it was. Skyrim was fun, but I haven't had as much fun. I did, yeah. And
did you heavily mod it?
I modded it so much that it took me almost an hour to remove a lot of my mods.
Yeah, I did that too. I love that game.
So, Vaughn, what have you played Skyrim recently?
Oh, well, I got the new DLC. It's amazing.
Okay.
I don't even pay attention to it.
Was it the Dragonborn?
Yeah. Holy shit.
You go to Morrowind?
You got a new place. I've never really played any of the previous ones,
okay.
So it's pretty great.
Go to Morrowind. It's pretty shitty.
There's Morrowind in it now?
Yeah, you go to Morrowind, and basically it's like, oh god, we're the dumber, we've been persecuted, oogity boogity, where we live here, oogity boogity, help us.
You know, when I went over there, all I heard was like the first line, and then they were dead. That's it. Everyone's dead over there now.
Vaughn doesn't play games with story, he just walks in and slaughters a family of children.
Well, I pickpocket them, and then if they see me, which they always do, I kill them.
Maybe you should up your stealth then.
Yeah.
Rather than just going, you saw me, that now no one will see me.
I was wearing the heaviest armor too, that might have done something.
Oops. Clang, 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 clang. Hey guys, I'm sneaky.
You're wearing Daedric armor and a lantern.
No, just wearing pots and pans.
I got my smithing skill all the way up, and I'm going to adopt a kid.
Ooh, I got my smithing skill all the way up. I literally sat there for an hour and a half listening to podcasts crafting iron daggers.
Really?
I got it from level 1 to level 10 with an hour, or level 100 in an hour and a half play session.
I put a lot less effort into it. I literally typed into console, set level 100, and I was
done. I just use exploits. I'm a big fat cheater.
Well, the exploits are kind of equivalent. It's just they take more time.
Yes. All right. That was the joke. I'm glad to see that you ruined it, Vaughn. Again. Just like the PBJ cast.
Yeah, we can't have it. John showed up, and I just had to cancel it. We couldn't do it.
Yeah, I got
angry emails from the president.
From the president of podcasting.
You know,
yes.
You forwarded those to me.
Yeah.
I read them.
It was just a naked picture of Duke.
Don't. He's not supposed to know that's all I do. He thinks it's from the president of podcasting.
I thought it was. Still kind of do.
Yep, that's... He told me to send that to you. I had no choice. But you can't tell anyone. I'll kill you.
Hey,
shit.
Duke.
Yeah, alright.
What have you been doing this week?
No, don't
I've
ask
been
him.
Playing bad games.
Ooh, what kind of bad games? Like,
I've
Ruse?
Been playing... Dawn of War, Dark Crusade, No, it's Dawn of War, 40,000, Soulstorm.
It's pretty bad. It's a bad game.
Soulstorm.
Warhammer 40K, Dawn of War.
Oh.
Soulstorm.
Yes.
You know, is that the one where the dead bodies stay? I like those games.
The defining feature is that the dead bodies don't really disintegrate.
I literally purchased a game for that one fact, and it turned out to be Rome Total War.
You didn't even look at the name. It turned out to be like you bought this game. And you're like, oh, look at that.
You should play Men of War with us.
Oh,
he does.
I love Men of War.
I meant to say more Men of War rather than just Men of War. And maybe you know you shouldn't alert the goddamn German patrols.
Nine. Yeah, I'd love that game.
I was playing some today, and it's like 95 to 200 when I lost. It was pretty bad.
You should play expert mode. Drop all your weapons in the beginning and hide in the bushes and then melee people to death.
Okay, I'm not John Rambo.
What?
What about Steve Rambo?
Yeah, you can do that.
I want a combat knife that I can hunt elephants with.
If you don't know, Men of War Assault Squad, or Men of War, is a real-time strategy game where you can directly control your units. It's great. We were going to do a season on it, but then we just canceled the PBJ cast.
Woo.
Or... we, might do some more PBJ cast stuff, just not often at all. Like, I don't know. Like, we're changing that whole thing completely. We're not going to be doing it the same way we've been doing it.
I feel like we're stopping... I mean, the PBJ cast was a good testing ground for us, but I feel like it's not... It doesn't have one major goal, and No one's interested in that. If you're listening to the Baby Gaycast, you're listening to it for us. That's it. Only because Baby Gaycast changes so often into so many different things, and there's so many different genres being thrown at you. There's no way anyone could like it all unless, like I said, they're just listening to hear us stick around.
Guys, I got an idea.
Yes.
That's a shit idea.
Stop it.
We have to cure the common cold. That's our muse.
Ooh, I could use that right now. I'm not feeling the best.
Well, we'll start a potluck.
Ooh.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
You know, the only thing that keeps me from killing you is the fact that you're not near me right now.
Hey, it didn't stop
only thing keeping you alive.
I guess that's true. I think I'm doing all right for myself.
Yeah. Hey, want to come to my birthday party?
Ooh, I want to come to your birthday party. No, and we can kill on together.
You don't want to go, trust me. Savon, you're invited. You just want to come on down?
Yeah, everyone invites me to those parties. I don't know. I'm pretty booked.
They invite each of the party where you have to walk into a 4-inch by 4-inch room.
Well, usually they go with 6, but I guess. Okay. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. Alright, we're good.
Underground, right?
Yeah.
By the graveyard?
Yeah, it's just a hole in the ground, but there's like a trap door, so just look for that.
There's a pile of leaves. You should just stand on top of them.
Just jump in some leaf piles.
Oh, leaves. Gotcha.
There's a pile of weed.
There's also a pile of fleas.
Good to hear. I think I could manage.
All right, that's good.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, so we want to talk about something news.
Ooh.
Kind of a little bit light
I
news.
Don't, yeah, sure, Duke. Why don't you go ahead and talk about news?
All right, light news.
Is it the
PlayStation
Daytona?
8.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, PlayStation. PlayStation PS4.
All right.
What? No, you said the 8th one.
The eighth one was also announced.
I mean, we're trying to get news before it happens, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
So the PlayStation 8.
PlayStation 8, it's going to be powered on the Dove Your Fallen. And it will play on a 100-inch display monitor of Orphan Tears. So there you go.
Wow. Well,
they really
all right.
outdid themselves that time, didn't they?
Now, yeah. You know what I heard about this week?
Oh, what'd you hear about?
Is the PS4? The PS4.
That's not news. That's old.
Yeah, so. That's like current. That's old.
So tell us what you heard about that old history lesson. Give us a history lesson about the PlayStation 4.
I'll give you a history lesson. It looks pretty great.
Have they showed it yet?
Well, I mean, no. I'm saying what they've announced about. Not saying it physically looks great, but like what they're doing with it looks great.
They literally didn't show the console.
It's probably like sitting in a computer in like a computer box right now. It's like a shitty Dell one.
It's probably just an Xbox 360.
Yeah, they probably just got an Xbox 360. They just need to retool the box.
It looks so much
or it's just a computer. It's just a regular computer. That's it. Just sitting on a desk.
It looks like it's gonna run some pretty great things. Like they just did a few simulations. Like they did something with the Unreal 4 engine.
All right. I'm gonna blow your mind right now.
Blow it.
It is 8 gigs of DDR5 RAM. All right.
What?
Wow.
Your mind's not blown yet?
My mind's
blown.
Let
me put this in a perspective you can understand. DDR5 is what they're gonna be putting in the PlayStation 4. DDR3 is what you can buy on the market right now.
Holy
so
Jesus.
They are two generations ahead of what we can currently purchase.
Yeah. If you have a desktop, at best you're going to have DDR5. Three. You might have DDR2. Yeah. Like, this is going to be some crazy stuff, if that's what is in it.
Well, speaking of crazy stuff, they did a simulation on the Havoc engine. The Unreal Engine just looked good. There's nothing really to talk about. It was this massive battle between like a massive fucking ice golem and a massive fucking fire golem.
These polygons.
Yeah, it was basically a lot of polygons and particle effects and massive like crashing into rock sides and stuff. And
That's my favorite kind of game.
But on the Havoc engine, there were a million. And that's an exact number, not just, you know, not in an exaggeration. They put a million little blue, spears and just dropped them from the sky onto this little, cityscape they created with, slanted roofs. And they all just rolled down perfectly. No frame drops or anything. Just a million little balls just rained down from the sky, rolling down onto the streets.
I don't believe you.
There's a video. You can go watch it.
Don't believe the video.
Oh.
Alright. Well, I mean, that's entirely possible, considering they've never actually shown us a goddamn PlayStation 3. They could just be making this stuff up and hope no one notices.
Dude, I have a PlayStation 3 right next to me.
I'm pretty sure it took, 8 days to hand draw that.
Yeah, they just animated it. They didn't even use a computer. They just hired Vaughn to draw it. We have an inside scoop. Vaughn, behind the animation of the PlayStation 5 physics demo, please tell us about it.
Like I said, PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 5. You have not said the actual number of the PlayStation. You said PlayStation 8, PlayStation 5, and PlayStation 3.
Yeah, he was right with the PlayStation 8, right?
Yeah. Also, so, there's that. But we're talking about, the 6 right now or something. All right, Vaughn, go.
So, what the hell am I doing?
I don't know.
I basically...
You showed up.
Another thing that they showed was, basically, there was, this face. And it was just a face, you know, exactly, except that it looked amazing. I forget how many polygons were in it, but it was a ridiculous number. It was a lot of polygons. I wish I could remember. But basically... What they could do is, the only game that has been able to do this effectively was L.A. Noir. How they face-tracked everyone. But they have enough polygons and enough technology. They have the technology that they can do this inside the program.
They actually used special, CGI stuff.
Yeah, but they didn't have to, track someone's facial movements. Basically, they can do it within a program or something.
Oh.
Basically, they can, they can, move this character, slightly, so you can actually see, all they do is just move, the forehead, eyebrow area, and you can legitimately see his emotions change. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It looks good.
Just the slightest, they could just move, a slight bit of his face and make it look like he's sad, make it look like he's happy, or interested, intrigued. It was really good, really cool. Lots of other things that I didn't really understand.
A lot of false promises, empty hope, open dreams.
They announced, never mind the PlayStation 4 being announced. Oh, they also showed the DualShock 4, I think it is, which is their new controller.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it has a touchpad on the front.
It's hilarious. Just guys, Nintendo made a touch. We need to put touch. Let's just throw touch on the controller, just right there. That's where we get space. We'll put it there.
Yeah. Why don't they just make controllers PS Vitas and basically pay all of your money ever?
And then another thing they did was they put a light bar on it, so a special attachment camera can track where your controller is. I'm not sure what that's going to be used for, but maybe something cool.
Maybe what they'll be doing is, because they also were talking about how we're going to decrease lag with the controller from the controller to the console and stuff like that, maybe that light bar will just be sending information to the thing that's tracking it.
Maybe. That's the one, you spaz out and, pull your controller back. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But another thing they did was, and this was actually really cool, sorry about that. I guess I had to cough.
I didn't even hear it.
I know.
Yes.
I'm on them. Yeah, you're right.
The wonders of audio editing. I edited that out. You're welcome.
Good job. I didn't even.
So they showed a demo of this guy. Or they were just talking. So, what they're gonna do is you'll be able to take your Vita, and sync it up to your PS.
RoboEvan, I have some bad news. I don't have a Vita, so I won't be able to do this.
Okay, if you have a Vita,
I do.
Oh, okay.
I have 6.
Okay, if you have a Vita, we're gonna be giving away Vaughn's Vitas in a new contest, and
I drew them all.
All
Basically,
right.
say like you have to get up and go for some reason. I'm not sure how far this is gonna go. Right. Basically, say you have to get up and go to the other side of the house. I don't know. Someone just comes into here and just.
Why the hell would I ever have to?
What if you're being robbed? What if someone jumps into your house and starts killing your family?
If someone just walks into the room masturbating, you're like, I need to get out of here. I don't know. But
like, yeah, I can relate.
Vaughn knows what I'm talking about. College.
But basically,
you can
use your PS4 as a server, essentially, that streams to the Vita that acts as a client. So you can take your game that you were just playing and just walk away and go like just walk around and use it. And it has the exact same progress.
Use the technical term.
Penises.
No. Remote play.
What technical term? What are we technically referring to?
Remote play.
Yeah.
Alright. I'd like to point out that literally everyone and their mother is doing this right now.
What?
Like, NVIDIA is coming out with a handheld thing.
Oh, yeah.
Any graphics card past whatever generation and older will be able to stream from your computer that. So, like, that's also being done by just everyone.
Okay. I'm saying this is what they're doing. I thought it was cool.
I know. I'm not saying it's not cool. It's
not cool because everyone's doing it, like the Harlem Shake.
Yeah.
Another thing
terrorita.
That's not awful.
You don't speak languages, Vaughn, so stop.
All right, another thing that was announced. Another thing. All right, let's just calm down.
All right.
Another thing that happened was never mind the PS4. They announced a lot of games that are probably going to be either on launch for the PS4 or somewhere around launch time. They announced Clank, Knack.
Ratchet and Clank?
I came up with a better name.
They announced Knack, which is... I don't even know.
If you don't know what Knack is, it's a physics demo that someone decided to put a game in.
I like how this is someone's dream to be making this, and you're just crushing it.
Hey.
Probably like Backbreaker.
They're making a game called Knack and have dreams that go up that high.
Alright, another thing that was announced was, I don't know what it's called.
Destiny, you're thinking about Destiny. That's what you're thinking about.
No,
right now.
No, not that. I'm not through there yet.
Is it the puppets one?
The one where you're on an island that sounded a lot like Mist to me.
Dead Island?
No.
Dead Island?
Basically,
oh, thinking about.
No, you're on
Rest.
This
Lisp.
Shut up.
This game?
You're on this island, and it's a really, like, weird island. It's just made out of, like, lots of colors and bull honky, and there's, like, a lot of, like, puzzles on it. Instead of making a large open-ended game, they made a really small condensed game with a lot to do in a small amount of time, which I agree. Cut out all the bullshit and just let me play my game.
What?
So.
I'm there for the story. Less game, more story.
But I agree with that. I agree with that as well, but I don't want 4 years between walking from fucking, like, you know, just walking from point A to point B through, you know, the capital wasteland, because, you know, that's what a lot of Fallout 3 was.
That was some good wandering.
You should go to the Republic of Dave. It's literally across the map. Oh, okay, then.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Fallout New Vegas? Hey, look what Cazador. Oh, I'm dead.
Fallout New Vegas was a piece of shit. Let's just agree that Fallout New Vegas was shit.
Actually, I like that better than the other one because there's less sewers.
Oh,
maybe.
Oh, RoboWeapon. Get some.
I mean, the way I feel about Fallout New Vegas is they spent a lot of time making it look really good and making Vegas look good. Like, the rest of the wasteland lacked a lot. Like, Fallout 3, you could wander around and always find something cool. But in Fallout New Vegas, it's just if you're not on the strip or around New Vegas, the best thing you're gonna find is a reference to Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
Oh, you know, it's not like there was a vault filled with powder gangers or anything.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's not fun. That's just shooting people. A simulator.
No, you can talk to them. There's a quest.
Well, I mean,
you can decide. You can choose their fate.
I mean, like I said, of course, you know, there's exceptions. There are that cool quest. There's also, well, I guess that takes place in New Vegas, the sex robot quest. But, I mean...
Yeah, robot, sex robot.
But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like you can go and find some really cool stuff outside of like the main DC area. Like, can go find
what's her face on the violin?
I know what you're talking about. There's a lot of just interesting stuff. There's the door that you open it. It's just a brick wall and has "fuck you" written on it. That's great.
A brick wall.
There's also it's like a big con, like a cement wall.
Brick house.
There's the tree guy. I liked the tree guy.
Oh, that was great, yeah. The Oasis quest line where you found the last tree. Harold the tree.
Okay, you know what? I need to play that game again. You guys are just getting me all confused.
And, well, you can't play it on the PC if you're running Windows 7, so.
What?
Yeah, no. It's not compatible with Windows 7.
Rogue Weapon's having problems. I don't,
It's not compatible.
What isn't compatible with Windows 7?
Fallout 3.
No, I'm not going to play that. Fuck that. I'll go to New Vegas.
Okay, so I see you like to play. Also, DLCs in Fallout were a lot better. I hated Zeta, but yeah. I loved all of the other ones. Anchor was fantastic. The Pit was great, because that was a massive reference to Escape from New York, no matter what Duke says.
Not all
with
of it.
Was Snake Plissken there?
No, there's a guy who wears an eye patch and sounds like Snake Plissken, and has Snake Plissken-esque hair. And
what's
he just walks
name,
around.
What's
Weaver. Or
That's not Snake.
Werner? No, it's Werner. Also, there's a massive bridge covered in landmines. There's like an overseer who is kind of like an evil lord who looks over all the peasants of, you know, the area. I don't know. And so it's...
a king?
Whether or not all of it is... The main plot line is a reference.
The beginning of it definitely is.
Maybe.
At least.
I mean, yeah. I feel like they had it in mind.
You gotta sneak in to save the president.
But, you know, it would be great if you actually took a plane into the place.
Hey, glider. They'd hear a plane engine.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to remember what it was called. But, you got inside it, so that's what I was trying. That's why I was confused.
I didn't like Operation Anchorage, because it just seemed like... here's the steps. Like, the Operation Anchorage seems like the means to an end, and the end was just better gear. But we talk about this. We have episodes on that. Listen
to
the
Anchorage
PBJ cast.
Only because I like Anchorage because it's a good starter quest line. You can go from Vault 101 right to there, and then you get power armor training, decent weapons, and you know, some power armor. You get automatic power armor training from that. I feel
also,
like that was pretty...
Chinese stealth suit, which all I did
That's
from
right.
that point on was crouch throughout the rest of the wasteland. I just, I was a ninja, I was slitting, giant rat throats. Like, everyone was dying, and they did not see me. It was great.
It was my best time ever.
Also...
The ninjas of the waste.
Little lamplight. A little lamplight was probably the best lights ever.
It wasn't the best, only because if I threw a grenade, it wouldn't kill anyone and everyone would be
That's
angry
true.
At me.
That's true. You couldn't kill anyone there.
Wait,
why
the hell can't
kids.
You kill kids? Because I literally
I
got mods where
I
you
know.
Kill kids.
Yeah, you can just get mods. It's easy. The only reason they have that is because you can't sell games in Europe where kids die.
Really?
And you can't sell games in Germany where cops die, which is why they had to cut out the
Grand
cop
Theft
infected
Auto?
From Left 4 Dead in the Germany edition.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's so weird.
I didn't know Germany had a problem with that.
Yeah,
I mean,
Germany has problems with you trying to
don't...
take down the government and replace it with another one. They've had some bad history with that.
Have they now?
But they
I do
have...
not recall, please.
But they don't have a problem with,
Hitler?
No, well, with Hitler, no. Yeah, but also what's Stalin versus Martians.
No, they don't. Because
they're
fighting
like,
against
they're
Martians.
Like, they're like, fuck Stalin. I don't care how bad this makes him look. Or was that... I feel like something,
bad.
It made him
look...
Oh, God. Alright, so we were on the news, and then we went into Fallout talk, and then Stalin versus Martians.
Yeah, it's the rec room. We just sort of wreck around in this room.
Alright.
Let's wreckle.
Yeah.
Let's wreckle.
So where were we? They also announced,
what was the one with the puppets?
Also, it comes with a built-in puppet theater.
Is that what that was?
Yep.
Are you fucking with me?
No, there's just... You can, lift the lid, and there's puppets in there and everything.
Oh.
It comes built-in.
They had that on the Dreamcast, right?
No. PlayStation 6.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, let's go into the big names. They announced Killzone 4.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the big dents, the last Killzone made in the industry.
I never played any of the Killzone games. They're pretty good. It looked pretty good, though. I enjoyed it.
I back up the Killzone games in concept, but not in. They're not on the PC, so I don't at all back them
up. I mean, it looked a lot. I mean, that's what the guy said. It was a lot of very Berlin-ish, because, you know, there's just this massive wall splitting two completely different, you know, kinds of people that live literally right next to each other.
Do they get along with the Hellghasts? Like,
do they?
How do they build this wall?
I know.
Like, did someone like start building it and then they just got shot and then some other dude came up and started to work on it and then he'd get shot and like each team was shooting the other dude's guys?
I wonder.
Thus, the conflict was born.
Also, they announced.
Do they have like, or did they like push them back, build this wall, and then did they like fall back behind it?
I feel like one team started to build it, and the other team said, "Wow, those guys are doing something that we don't have to do now, so let's just kind of let them do it." Like, logically, if someone was building a wall, the wall works both ways. So.
All right, except for, in World in Conflict lore, which is another great game I'd recommend everyone plays, also real-time strategy. It takes a change in history where the Soviet Union doesn't collapse, and what they do is the Soviet Union sets up the wall around Berlin with charges, so they blow up the wall and then rush across the border with tanks. So you can't have one team be in charge of the wall, because then they'll just demolish it and charge.
What?
Like, someone will have the advantage of surprise.
Yeah, I don't know.
If they choose to go that route.
Like me.
Yeah, Vaughn would just, like, throw a rock at the wall and be like, oh, and then die.
Okay.
I wouldn't die that quickly. I'd get a few.
No, you're having a seizure. That's what I was trying to describe. I was trying to describe you having a seizure.
Oh.
Also, yeah. I like the name Hellghast, which is why I'm behind Killzone and Concept.
Yeah, I mean, because they are the bad guys, and they made them sound like fucking bad guys.
Killzone.
Yeah. I don't even know what they sound like. They're called Hellghasts, and they look like Nazis.
I imagine they sound like Darth Vader.
Probably. They sound like a guy. Are you saying all bad guys are black guys, Rogue Weapon? Dear God.
I'm telling the black guys.
Yeah.
Also, all right, another thing that was announced was Destiny.
Black guys, the simulator.
Oh, Destiny looks so good.
Like, my feed cut out when they were announcing it, and I haven't been bothered to look up a YouTube video.
They don't show a lot. I don't think they've been showing a lot on Destiny yet.
But basically, from what I can tell, it's a Borderlands-ish kind of open-ended. I see Borderlands only because it's an open-ended game where it looks like you constantly have a gun. I don't know. I literally don't know. I was thinking
that
you constantly
like
have your guns.
It's a because, damn... like, you can have dudes jump in and jump out.
Yeah.
You guys even
but it's
do
like
your
old
homework? Ooh, good as shit. Like,
no,
the good
I mean,
kind.
I know, I think it looks great. I want it.
Yeah, from what I understand, it's like you're going to be on a server, and people will be running around doing their own thing, and you could see some other dude like run by and be like, hey, look, there's that guy.
It's
like,
an,
I'm doing
it's
my own
first,
shit, leave me
it's,
alone.
It's a first-person MMO that
Wait, have,
doesn't
have you guys,
involve...
Yeah, have you guys thing. Heard of... Sorry. Have you guys heard of the other game? Was it Dark Souls Prepare to Die Edition?
Yes, I've heard of that game.
You know how you can actually jump in and kill the other people as they're playing the game? Or
I don't play that game.
No, I don't, but...
You can actually... players jump into your game that's like single player and fight you or help you.
Okay. On that vein, though... the PlayStation is going to have streaming capability to stream to other people with PlayStations, and a feature that they're adding is I can allow, say, like, me, Duke, and Vaughn were just sitting in a room, like, watching me play a game, and I literally
cannot...
And Vaughn
wasn't dead.
And I literally cannot beat this level. I can say, Duke, why don't you take over? And I assume if Duke has the game, I assume he has to own the game himself, but basically, I can give control over to him, and it will let him play the game from wherever I'm at. And then when I resume control of the game, I will be wherever he got me to.
Yeah, so we'd be in, like, different places, and theoretically I could stream that across the internet.
But also, another thing I was thinking is, say, like, you have, like, a couple. Like, this is something I was thinking about. Like, you know, you want to have one of those, like, games where, you know, you die and you pass it to a friend, but your friend is not in the room with you. You can theoretically have a chat room full of people.
It doesn't even exist.
That once you die, you pass it to the other person and progressively just, like, play the game like that.
Yeah. Theoretically. And they haven't talked a lot about that. But we're not going to describe a lot of it.
The whole allegedly.
Also, it has a built-in computer that's dedicated to managing downloads, so I approve.
I do also approve.
I wish I turn off my computer, but like have like a little background computer just keeping my Steam downloads going. That'd be great.
I really want one. Really want a PS4.
Oh, wait until they release the Xbox, whatever shitty name they're going to give it.
Yeah.
The new Xbox.
Xbox 420. 420.
420. Another thing, the moment we've all been waiting for. You know, the only game that we actually care about that's being announced with the PS4.
I cared about several of those.
Is Watch Dogs.
Oh.
That
game looks absolutely amazing. Watch Dogs is essentially a game based off of...
Where you watch dogs.
Where basically, you're almost like vigilantes that
you're
are...
Dog.
you're a dog.
You're a watch on the sheep. In 4000p, with 30,000 polygons on the screen at any given time, Watch Dogs Simulator 2014.
That's even better than Train Simulator.
Yeah.
Damn.
But basically, you're like a vigilante who uses hacking as your technology. Essentially, you use a smartphone to control everything ever, and you can, like, scan people's phones. And essentially, I look at it as a little bit of a social commentary, how we're all plugged into some sort of social media, so just by looking at our phones, they can figure out who we are.
Also, it's be a great way just to put ads in the game. Just, you're on your phone, paid by Facebook. MySpace. No. MySpace needs to buy ad space in the future. They should
ad
do that.
Space.
Like, is MySpace
I
want to
play a game
working?
That has MySpace
ads
in it.
MySpace is actually starting up again. No one's going to use it, but I've seen multiple ads on YouTube for it.
I had no idea.
It seems Devo to be... redid the music center for... Well, Mark Bogg redid the music for the MySpace stuff. So if you're on MySpace and you really like the music interface, thank Devo.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, it looks like they're shooting a lot towards music in MySpace rather than it being a social network. It seems that they're
instead of friends
music.
Talking to friends, like you'd have a band and you'd be like, check out our MySpace. And then you'd have your like songs on it or some like free samples or whatever.
But basically, Watch Dogs is a game where you're visually based off hacking, where basically you scan like basically, what they showed in the trailer was this guy was just walking down the street scanning people's phones, and he was learning information about them, and it was like a crime probability chance meter.
Oh, gosh.
And basically,
what
but also...
all the weird porn people look at?
He found someone who is like, a tobacco tycoon, so he, like, hacked his phone and just took all his money out of an ATM. But basically, he saw someone who had a high chance, he kind of just followed them for a little bit, and they got, like, and basically, like, they're, like, I think, like, an ex-husband or something, like, put a knife to their throat. So you're just kind of hiding behind this wall, you jump out, like, you know, just point a gun at them and they run. And then you have the optional objective to chase this person down and actually arrest them. And, well,
wait.
I say arrest them, more just hit them with a baton.
Are you a good guy in this game?
You're a vigilante.
No one's a good guy in the future.
Yeah, that's
in
what
the darkness
I
of the far future, there's only a war.
And basically, there's also a little bit of free running, it looks like. So, like, a little bit of I wouldn't even call it parkour. Very basic parkour.
Jumping. Climbing.
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah. No, not Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed is climbing up buildings. This is just kind of like hopping over fences and using, like, crates
that's
and stuff to
your parkour.
Advantage.
That's not parkour. That's just moving. That's jumping.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I was trying to say.
That's jumping over chest-high walls.
Yeah. And basically, you use also, like things in the city to your advantage. There's, like, this little, like, this, like, valve, like, this pipe thing. Like, a little,
there's
like,
a magnet store. So you throw a coin at it, and it goes between your victim's head and the magnets.
And then you become a magnet.
And basically, there's like a there's like this little like box that like control that like a bunch of pipes are powered into. And you basically you like make the box explode. Because apparently it's plugged in some sort of, I don't know, basically. And this guy just gets hit by steam in an explosion, and he gets knocked down, and you pull out, like, this, like, unfoldable baton, and you just start hitting him with it. I don't know what kind of vigilante who just kind of pulls out a fucking stick and just starts hitting the criminals. But,
my kind of vigilante.
And basically, and then basically you have to run from the cops, because, you know, they don't agree with the fact that you're just running around hitting people with sticks. And, all right.
So, like,
great.
Do you,
it's
like,
also,
arrest people, or do you,
I mean,
just, like, beat up criminals and then run away?
You beat them up so the cops can get them, essentially.
Oh.
And, right. And it was great,
but
because,
what if the cops arrest you?
Well, that's why, you have,
someone.
That's why you have to run. Like, and then basically, there's this part where he's just running down the street, and there's a cop car, like, driving down the street towards them, and there's, like, these retractable pylons in, like, the bottom of the road, and he uses his little phone thing to make them come up as the car is driving towards them. The
road
car
blocks,
hits
built-in roadblocks.
The car hits the roadblock thing, and then goes into slow motion and flips over him. Also, it looks like they're adding, like, some kind of bullet. It looks like they're putting in some sort of bullet time thing into the game, because he pulls out his gun, goes into slow motion, and, like, shoots a cop car's tire. And then he uses, then he stops a train, climbs on top of it, and then makes the train go again.
That sounds cool.
I recommend everyone watch the trailer, just because it looks like a fantastic, like, it looks like an open-ended game where you can just walk around and help people, and then use, like
it doesn't even need a story. Like,
yeah.
I just want to follow people around,
yeah,
and, like, stop people who commit crimes. Not, like, scripted events, but, like, theoretically, the game has some sort of variables, and it's like, alright, this dude has a, you know, 60% chance to commit a crime.
Yeah.
You just follow that dude around until he commits a crime.
Yeah, I mean, basically, that's what it looked, that's what they were showing in the trailer. I assume it was going to be some overarching plot, though, like, some, like, weird, sinister thing that happens.
I don't need
know.
That. I am the bat.
Yeah.
Batman?
And I'm not sure if they announced anything else.
Where's Harvey?
Where's Harvey? You guys say it like Batman.
The Duke was doing a better job than you were.
Hold on a second, I'll just put some gravel in my mouth.
Where's Harvey?
Your punishment must be more severe.
Stop being like a British gentleman.
I'm sorry, I'm Bane.
What? I thought you were trying to be Batman.
No.
Yeah.
Your punishment must be more severe.
Yeah, nah, that doesn't sound like Batman.
Your punishment will be more severe, Bane. Where's Harvey? What'd you do with the Joker?
Only after you suffer will you be allowed to die. The city is yours.
Oh,
whatever
thanks.
Whatever you say.
Okay, I'm gonna go now. Bye, Bat.
I feel like you sound more like the butler. What's his face?
Yeah.
Alfred.
Yeah, you're just Alfred. Alfred is Bane.
Mr. Wayne.
Yes.
Mr. Wayne.
Yes, I'm the Bat.
Hey. No, I'm Batman now.
Well, Mr. Wayne. fucking Michael Caine. That wasn't
I'd say I'm Batman.
No, but wait, you are Batman. Why should I say I'm Batman? Oh, God, this is getting weird.
All right. Next
did
thing.
They announce anything else at thing that I don't remember?
Oh, wait. Guys.
What they did is because, you know, the PS3, like, had no games for the longest time?
It yes. did?
That's because of its hardware. It had a
it
very
really
specific...
Shitty decoder.
Yeah, it just had a really specific, like, Sony just made their own processor.
Is this why the DLC takes forever for it to come out on the PS3?
Well,
or maybe because they have no exclusives with anyone except for EA.
Well, I mean, like, Bethesda never puts out DLC for them.
Comes out first on Xbox.
Yep.
Yeah,
First on PC, whatever.
Nope. First on Xbox.
On Xbox.
Well, fuck Xbox.
Yep.
Yeah, it's still there first.
Yeah,
I will
Xbox
personally theme. Find them.
But it's probably easier to code for the Xbox because you know it's going to have the one setup and you don't have to work on, like, the settings.
You don't have to
like,
worry
every
anything.
Xbox is going to run on the same exact settings. So you just,
yeah,
you know, code that one visual setting. But for the PC, you have to have low, medium, and high. And so they have to test all those out before they release it. But yeah, stuff wasn't being released for the PlayStation 3 for a while because it had such a specific processor that no one else in the world used. It was really good and really fast, but people had to, like, code specifically for it. And so, like, you'd have to have a development team dedicated specifically only to the PlayStation 3. Because
that's
it was
kinda,
so weird.
That was silly. What were they thinking?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I mean, it was a more powerful processor, so theoretically, you could do more with it. But they realized that just the mark, like, if I wanted to make a game, I could make it for the PC and the Xbox pretty easily. Because
What have
they're
we
both
done?
DirectX.
Oh. Yeah.
I just have to, you know, run some tests, but on each different platform. But I could theoretically that'd be a bit easier. While, you know, for the PlayStation 3, I'd have to overhaul the whole code. So that was, you know, annoying. So they're basically giving in to a slightly slower processor. It's still going to be faster than PlayStation 3, but if they, you know, did their own private sort of process thing, it'd be a lot powerful. But they're doing a bit weaker one, just so more people could code on it.
Wow.
More understandable, basically.
I guess that makes sense. It's not about speed, it's about who uses it.
Yeah. And no one was using the full, like, performance of that processor anyways, because they were just coding for the Xbox and then porting over to the PS3. They didn't want to deal with that stuff.
Yeah, all right. Did anything else? Anything else come out? Any other news?
Oh,
crazy.
Vaughn came out.
Three. Other closet? Oh, congratulations.
No, he just came out.
Oh. I just came.
Newest model.
Not drawing edition.
Yeah.
He draws less, and he knows a little bit about animating.
Yeah.
Lightly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's not like we're going to have a PBJ animation thing, right? No, we're not, because, you know, this guy. Hey, do you know how to draw? Can you draw a picture? Draw a picture, email it to us, pbjcast@gmail.com. You might be hired.
Hey.
For no money.
Yeah,
I will $10.
Personally find them and break their legs.
They don't need to draw with their feet, so that's okay.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that.
They'll get really fat, and then
it'll discourage them from going outside.
Yeah. If they don't have legs, all they have to do is all they can do is just sit there, play games, and draw. So
wait, you're right. They'll draw more, won't they? That's a terrible idea. Glad you caught me before I actually went and did that.
You should break their fingers.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll definitely do that.
You should break their spirit.
You're a terrible drawer. Nothing you ever do is right.
Terrible drawer.
Yeah, and according to Dawn of War, all you have to do to break someone's spirit is run at them and yell really loud.
Oh yeah.
Also,
according to
XCOM as well. Oh, I'm panicked. Yeah. I guess I'll shoot my teammates.
I fucking love XCOM.
I agree, but
I named it
if
after
only we
everyone,
did a season on XCOM.
And the people that I hated were always in the front of the line.
Die for your country.
I just named my entire army David Tennant.
David who?
Tenant.
Well, no wonder he's in your army. I don't know him. Must be stealth.
Tenth Doctor.
I have no idea.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Who is that? Who
to
is
me?
That?
Who?
I'm not kidding. I don't know.
Only a show that's been around for 50-odd years.
This is the
really?
Rec Room where we're redoing everything. So podcasts will come up half as often, and
or,
half as well.
Or 20 times as often. 20 times not as well.
You know what? Just because of that, I am going to just draw so much more.
Alright, so we're going to make a shitty podcast so the guy draws more. So, alright, that's the... Sorry, guys, you heard it here.
Sorry.
I don't know.
You heard
what?
It here last.
Guys, wait. I was watching a Killzone video. You can actually stab people in their dick.
Wow, right. It's great to know that you were doing other things than, you know, engage in conversation over the internet.
What the hell were we talking about?
I don't even know. Apparently, okay. You just go to YouTube and Google knives and dicks video.
Let's see.
I looked up Killzone just to be safe, you know. That's what I looked up.
.com.
Apparently, the zone that you're killing is someone's dick.
Yep.
Knives.
That's
in
the kill zone.
Dicks.
That's what they're talking about.
It's on the one for the PS Vita. You literally touch his dick to kill his dick.
All right, Vaughn. I don't think that this is Killzone. I think you went to an off-color website. That's
okay.
Wait a minute. This is 4chan.
What am I doing? Knives in dicks video. First thing that comes up is Mad Cow Culinary F Dick Knife Sharpener. Dick Knives dot ABI. Irio
no.
Hammy. Hiru Kamo Naki versus Dick knife test in parentheses.
Whoa.
These are all in other languages though, so I feel like Dick is like another language for like beef or something.
No, these are all there's only
I'm gonna live in my happy world because I don't want to think about anything else. I've been the Duke of New York. I need to stop Robo-Evan before he continues down this road.
I've been Robo-Evan.
And I'm me.
PBJcast@gmail.com, PBJRR.blogspot.com. @PBJ_cast
@RoboWolf124.
at Juga PBJ.
Google.com.